Mr. McElduff smoothed out the paper. It was already accepted by all around the breakfast table that, as the man who had bought the paper, he was not simply its owner, but, as it were, its priest, relaying its contents to the appreciative masses.
"It says here a man in Martlebury Street has grown a vegetable that's a funny shape," he said.
"I should very much like to see that," said Mrs. Arcanum. There was a choking noise from further down the table. "Are you all right, Mr. Deward?" she added, as Mr. Prone thumped him on the back. "Yes, yes, really," gasped William. "Sorry, some tea went down the wrong way."
"There's good soil in that part of the city," opined Mr. Cartwright, travelling seed salesman.
William concentrated desperately on his toast, while over his head every news item was presented with the care and veneration of a blessed relic.
"Someone held up a shopkeeper at knife point," Mr. McElduff went on.
"Soon we will not be safe in our beds," said Mrs. Arcanum.
"I don't think this is the coldest winter for more than 100 years, though," said Mr. Cartwright. "I'm sure that one we had 10 years ago was worse. Hit my sail something cruel." "It's in the paper," said Mr. McElduff, in the quiet voice of someone laying down an ace.
"It was a very strange obituary that you read out, too," said Mrs. Arcanum. William nodded silently over his boiled egg. "I'm sure it's not usual to talk about things someone's done since they died."
Mr. Longshaft, who was a dwarf and something in the jewellery business, helped himself to another slice of toast. "I suppose it takes all sorts," he said calmly.
"The city is getting rather crowded, though," said Mr. Windling, who had some unspecified clerical job. "Still, at least zombies are human. No offence meant, of course."
Mr. Longshaft smiled faintly as he buttered the toast, and William wondered why he always disliked people who said "no offence meant." Maybe it was because they found it easier to say "no offence meant" than actually refrain from giving offence.
"Well, I suppose we shall have to move with the times," said Mrs. Arcanum, "and I hope that other poor man finds his watch."
In fact, Mr. Harry was waiting outside the office when William arrived. He grabbed William's hand and shook it.
"Amazing, sir, amazing," he said. "How did you do it? It must be magic. You put that notice in your paper, and when I got home, blow me down if the watch wasn't in my other jacket. God's bless your paper, say I."
Inside, Good Mountain gave William the news. The Times had sold 800 copies so far today, at 5 pence each. William's share came to $16. In pennies, it came to quite a large heap on the desk.
"This is insane," said William. "All we did was write things down."
"There is a bit of a problem, lad," said Good Mountain. "Are you going to want to do another one for tomorrow?"
"Good gods, I hope not."
"Well, I've got a story for you," said the dwarf glumly. "I hear the Guild of Engravers are already setting up their own press. They've got a lot of money behind them, too. They could put us right out of business when it comes to general printing."
"Can they do that?"
"Of course. They use presses anyway. Type isn't hard to make, especially when you've got a lot of engravers. They can do really good work. To be honest, we didn't reckon they'd cotton on this soon."
"I'm amazed."
"Well, younger members of the Guild have seen the work coming out of Omnia and the Agatian Empire. Turns out they've been looking for a chance like this. I hear there was a special meeting last night, a few changes of officers."
"That must have been worth seeing."
"So if you could keep your paper going," said the dwarf.
"I don't want all this money," William wailed. "Money causes problems." "We could sell the Times cheaper," said Saccharissa, giving him an odd look. "We'd only make more money," said William gloomily. We could pay the street vendors more," said Saccharissa.
"Tricky," said Good Mountain. "A body can only take so much turpentine."
"Then we could at least make sure they get a good breakfast," said Saccharissa. "A big stew with named meat, perhaps. But I'm not even sure there is enough news to fill up."
William began and stopped.
That wasn't the way it worked, was it?
If it was in the paper, it was news. If it was news, it went in the paper. And if it was in the paper, it was news. And it was the truth. He remembered the breakfast table. They wouldn't let them put it in the paper if it wasn't true, would they? William wasn't a very political person.